guitarist Bill Cagley is here, one half of Greenwood Tree, the Hammer-Dulcimer guitar duet. Bill told me about his career playing with Hammer-Dulcimer players and how that road led to the Greenwood Tree Hammer-Dulcimer player, Stu Janis.
I just like the sound. Many years ago, back in the late 70s, I heard a band called Bill Spence and the Fenning All-Stars, which was a New England Hammer-Dulcimer band. And I just thought, oh man, it's really something. And so when I moved to Iowa City, there was a fellow by the name of Guy Drollinger who played the Hammer-Dulcimer very well. And so we got a band. And then when I moved up to Twin Cities, I just gravitated toward Stu Janis.
Stu's not here, so you can say anything about him, and there's no danger of him getting embarrassed. What would you say are Stu's special qualities as a Hammer-Dulcimer player?
Well, he's a very precise player. I mean, the notes are definitely there. He's got a good sense of rhythm. And so it's easy to play. Like, when I play lead, the other person, the partner, has to have a good sense of timing, or it throws me off.
Yeah, Bill, and I was noticing earlier in this piece that's underneath us now that when the guitar was in front of a Hammer-Dulcimer, you wouldn't notice that it's usually the other way around. You hear the Hammer-Dulcimer a lot on fast tunes like jigs and reels, but in Stu's case, slower ones are kind of his specialty. Bill, could you pick one out?
Sure, one comes to mind right away. It's called the French Schottische. It's just a slow, very beautiful melody, so it's well worth a listen to.
We're speaking with Bill Cagley, vocalist and guitar player for Greenwood Tree. Bill, Greenwood Tree strives to be a band that satisfies all ages of people. Now, how do you know it's working?
Well, it's easy. You know, you can see the twinkle in the eye, you can see the feet tapping, and the little kids love to dance around. And we actually try to include the kids. I'll do songs for the kids, you know.
What kinds of songs do the kids really like?
Oh boy, songs that I loved when I was a little fella. The Green Grass Grew All Around, which is actually an old English song which fits just perfect into the Greenwood Tree's format right there. Oh, and there's a song that I like to do off of Sesame Street that Ernie sang, actually. I Wouldn't Like to Live on the Moon. To see the smiles on the faces and just everybody just lights up, it just makes it really worth it.
Do you have to have special dance numbers for the kids, or do they know that the music's for dancing?
You don't have to tell kids how to move. They just move. I think we teach kids how not to dance when they get older, but little ones, they just love to move around and dance. And that actually, people don't realize that actually makes us play better. To see the little ones dancing, to see the feet tapping, we light up like a Christmas tree.
We're speaking with Bill Cagley of Greenwood Tree. What kinds of events do you really like to play?
Well, we play for a lot of weddings and things like that, but my personal favorites is where at the community centers, we've done concerts in churches where it's like everybody's there. Mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, the little ones. because it's the whole family feel. It just makes me feel good.
What's your all-time favorite Greenwood Tree performance, and why?
We play for town celebrations and things like that. But one time, one in particular, we played, this is quite a while ago, actually. We played in downtown Red Wing. They have a nice little square with a nice little stage there. And we had people dancing, and we had people singing with us. And it was just amazing. You just felt, you felt like you were one of the bunch. And that's the way we really like it, is to feel like we're one of the bunch.
Greenwood Tree plays at Woodbury Central Park Thursday, October 26th at 7 p.m. For information, greenwoodtree.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.